We like to do a song about a very beautiful woman. This song is very, very exciting, and I think very poignant. It's an old folk song, about 250 years old, maybe even older.
What song are we doing? What was this song about?
I said it was a song about a young lady, and it's a very poignant song. You know what poignant means, don't you?
I certainly don't. I want to sound ignorant, but Thane, what's you tell me?
Well, Tom, you don't have to be ashamed of yourself for not knowing what poignant means. There are many people who don't know the true meaning of poignant. Don't be ashamed.
There's a lot of people that don't know the true meaning.
Listen, my little ethnic brother, Tommy, don't feel bad.
Well, I feel horrible.
No. I will tell you now what poignant means.
Pray tell what poignant means.
Poignant, you may say, means, you know, in simple terms, so you'll understand. Poignant means...
What does that mean? What kind of forked-tongued remark is that?
No, you misunderstood me, Tom. I want to make it very plain so that you will understand. Poignant means pregnant with feeling.
Means what?
Pregnant with feeling.
Oh,
yeah. How about that?
We like to do a very exciting and beautiful song about a girl who was 6 months poignant.
That's the sound of the next song. This is one of the ethnic purest folk songs, what is referred to as a folk singer standard. My brother, little Dickie Smothers, will step into the spotlight in front of the microphone in his inimitable ethnic charming manner, relate this story as of years of yore, as folk singers and balladeers and troubadours whence told their stories in yon times of yore. When he steps up into the spotlight and starts to tell this story, it is a story folk song. Try to picture him as an early American balladeer and folk singer as he traveled across the country on his horse with his bass strung over his back. Picture that. I know you'll recognize this song right away because it was referred to as a folk singer standard. It's entitled, probably heard this many times before, it's entitled The Foxes! Maybe some of you don't remember that one.
Oh, well, the fox went out on a chase one night, bayed to the moon to give him light. He had many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, he ran till he came to a great big pen. Ducks and the geese were kept therein. He said, a couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, a couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, He grabbed the gray goose by the neck and threw the duck across his back. He didn't mind the quack, quack, quack with the legs all dangling down, oh, down, oh, down, oh.
Quack,
he didn't
quack,
mind
quack,
the...
quack, quack, quack.
Hey, what are you doing?
Quack, quack,
Tommy,
quack.
What are you doing?
They stole the geese and they were...
Tommy,
quack,
I don't
quack,
need
quack.
Quacks. Just be quiet.
Never,
you're not supposed to quack.
You never offered to let me sing.
This is my song. Why should I let you sing?
It just was quacking because the fox stole the ducks and geese.
All right, I'll tell you what. If you want to sing, go ahead and sing, but don't quack.
Just was,
all right?
Just trying to add a little.
That's enough now. Old Grandma, she jumped out of bed. Out to the window, she stuck her head. She cried, John, John, the great goosey's gone. Foxy's on the town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. John, John, the great goosey's gone. The foxy's on the town, oh. Foxy went to
quack,
his own den.
There were quack,
said, ten, ten, crying. Daddy better go pack
quack,
again.
Quack,
it must
quack,
be my fine town, oh, town. All right, sir, shut up.
For
crying out loud, just be quiet. Shut up.
Dickie's
shut up. I let you sing, but no, that's not enough for you. You have to go quack, quack, quack. I don't want to see your mouth open for anything except singing for cooperation. Do you understand that?
Listen,
do you?
I was
just
trying
shut
to
up.
Little...
No. No color. I don't want any color and sound effects.
Just
Foxy went to his own den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, 10, crying. Daddy better go back again. It must be my fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. Daddy better go back again. It must be my fine town. That is enough. That is just enough. You really think that's funny, don't you? Quack, quack, quack. Sure is clever. Takes a lot of brains to go quack, quack, quack in a song about a fox.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're really proud, aren't you?
Thank you very
you're
much.
You're proud of yourself.
I was quacking. I was showing how the fox was going to go.
I hope you're really proud. You know what you've done?
What?
You've ruined the song. You've ruined the show. You've made yourself a stupid fool. You've embarrassed me thoroughly. And you've proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're fully, thoroughly incapable of ever doing anything rational. All your life, you've never done anything right. You never will, because you can't. You've tried to do things wrong.
Come
it just
on.
Shows in your warped personality. I'm just ashamed to call you my brother because you just never, never in your entire life have done anything good and worthwhile. You never will do anything worthwhile because you can't. Don't shush me, Tom Smothers. Don't shush me. Just stand there and take it. Try to be a man once in your life. No, you need. You're just so bad, so rotten through and through.
God knows I'm sorry.
Name dropper. I tell you, I'm through. I've had it. You wanted to quack, start quacking. I'll stand in the back and wait till you're through.
Oh, no, Dick.
Start quacking.
I don't want to.
I said, quack.
I don't want to.
Listen here, you asked to quack, so you start quacking right now. I don't want to let anything out of you. You keep quacking. Start quacking right now. Quack. Go ahead. Start.
Quack.
That's
quack.
Keep it up.
Hey, Dickie, I kind of like it.
I'm all finished.
You got it. Foxy's
quack, 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 quack.
Let her have some supper, live a little one, shit on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. Let her have some supper, live a little one, shit on the bones, oh. We'd like to do another ballad now, and this is about a young man who lost his girlfriend, or sweetheart, in a rather classic manner, because she left on the midnight train, and he was left standing on the platform watching the train go. And this was the first big heartbreak in this young man's life, and he was trying to think back to whoever told him that love was supposed to be a gentle thing, and he was also
thinking that at the same time that he probably never will marry.
Some say that love is a gentle thing, but it only has cost me pain. For the only girl I ever did love, gone on that midnight train, I never will marry. I'll take me no wife. I expect to live single, ooh, all of my life. The train pulled out and the whistle blew with a low and a lonesome moan. She's gone, she's gone, like the midnight dew, left me all alone.
When I was very young, there was a little girl that lived down the street from me, and we always used to say that when we grew up, we would be married. It was sort of a childish thing, you know, a puppy love. Yet as years went by, this puppy love grew to be something very dear and precious to me. They say that love is a gentle thing, but love only brought me unhappiness and heartache as this girl left out of my life. Yet I can never stop loving her. And sometimes I can see her in my mind, her smiling eyes and shining face. And I know I never will marry unless I can marry this girl whom I love so very dearly. I just never will marry. I'll mess around a little bit, though.
From another land. It's a song from our Latin American neighbors to the south. Only through understanding and through singing of songs and learning of the mores of these people and the habits and the language, because whence not we should not think them as being strange, because they dress differently and act differently and their language is different. We shouldn't think of them as strange or different.
They're weird.
But to keep tyranny out of America and out of Latin America, only through understanding. Remember, as we reach our hand across as we reach our hand across the sea, let's grasp our Latin American neighbor in a handshake of warmth and understanding. Remember, we need their coffee and their rubber. Only to warmth and understanding of these Latin Americans. This is a song from a Latin American country. This song is a song from Venezuela, sung entirely in the language of the Venezuelans. And it parallels the exciting ritual dance, the Venezuelan umbrella dance or rain dance, as done in Venezuela. This song parallels this exciting dance. The Venezuelans take open umbrella and bed it in the sand because it's a very dry area there. And they dance around and around the umbrella and pray for rain.
Now they embed this in the sand upside down, is that right?
As a measure to catch the rain when it falls.
Is it symbolic or is it actually practical to take catch of water?
You can get over about half a gallon.
A half gallon, how many people partake in dancing around?
About 800 of these people
or around 40 or 50 of the people dancing around the rain umbrella and French rain, around and around, dancing ever faster, praying to the great rain god, Shane, to dance around and around. I knew you'd ridicule these people because of
they're not ridiculing it, Tom.
Remember, we can all be members of the Peace Corps by understanding this song.
Tommy, I understand there are really right now some Peace Corps members in Venezuela helping.
Yes.
Right now, in Venezuela, there's hundreds of Peace Corps members down there building umbrellas for these dancers. Very dry region in Venezuela.
That's right. It's very.
They dance around in the umbrella and pray for rain. They cough. They get dust in their lungs. They go cough, cough.
That was translated in Venezuelese. They say, cough.
Some of you notice right off when we launch into the Venezuelan umbrella dance where they dance around the umbrella and pray for rain, you'll notice right off the guitar styling is very Latin or Spanish or flamenco in nature. And as we go along, the entire feeling, the words, the phonetics, the entire feeling of the song is very Spanish or Mexican in nature. And in reality, the Venezuelan umbrella dance, where they dance around the umbrella and pray for rain, is very similar to the world-famous Mexican hat dance we're all familiar with.
That's right. I think you could say it's analogous to it.
You could say it's analogous to the world-famous Mexican hat dance in Mexico. But they dance around the hat.
Pray for hair.
What do you think of that, Tom?
As opposed to what?
What do you mean, opposed to what?
Well, I'll tell you.
No,
wait just a second. Oh.